Amen. That better place is heaven. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, we want to go to the Word and try to redeem the time this morning. We want to be mindful of your time. Amen. But we do want to hear from the Lord today. Genesis, book of Genesis, chapter 26. And we're going to begin there from the first verse, reading through verse number 6. The Bible says, "And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar." Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to focus our thought today on faith for a new generation. Faith for a new generation. The Bible tells us that Isaac dwelt in Gerar, for God had commanded him not to go down into Egypt. But he said, "I want you to sojourn in this land, and I want you to dwell where I tell you to dwell. I want you to follow me as Abraham followed me. We are living in a new generation, but we too need to hear from the Lord." God blessed Isaac because of his father Abraham. But it was not enough just, amen, to be the son of Abraham. Isaac had to hear from God. I thank God that there was a generation before us that knew how to follow after the Lord. They knew the ways of God, and God blessed them. God empowered them, and God showed them the way that He would have them to walk, and they walked in it, and God's blessing was upon their lives. And we are blessed in this generation today because of our fathers, because of past generations of apostolic believers that God commanded, and that God directed, and that God showed the way that He would have them to go. Now God told Isaac, "I want you to sojourn in this land." There was a famine in the land, as there had been before in the days of Abraham, his father. Some things don't change. That there are battles that we fight today. There are difficulties that we face in this generation that past generations did not face. But just as we battle today, our fathers had battles to fight. They had obstacles that stood before them. Amen. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Abraham, there was a famine in the land. Amen. This isn't our first battle. This isn't the first time, amen, that we have needed to hear from heaven. Amen. The Bible says in the days of Abraham there was a famine in the land. Amen. And so Abraham eschewed to go down into Egypt. Amen. And to dwell there for a time. Amen. But when it came time for him to go back to the land that God had chosen for him to inherit, that Abraham obeyed the voice of God. Amen. Isaac was a man that God had chosen. The Bible tells us that Isaac was a promised son, that he was a miracle child, that he was not there by any uncommon means, but he was the chosen of the Lord. Amen. God gave Isaac to Abraham and Sarah when they were well stricken in years, when it was impossible, humanly speaking, amen, to have children. I want you to know, just because that it may be impossible in the eyes of man, amen, that there are great possibilities for those that dare to believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Amen. Just as our forefathers experienced the Holy Ghost and great revival and miracles and signs and wonders, amen, we can experience those same great revivals. We don't have to have Brush Harbor meetings. Amen. We don't have to, amen, to have church on the other side of the track. We don't have to put out pans, amen, to catch the water every time it rains, amen, to have revival. Amen. Just because that's the way it was then doesn't mean, amen, that we can't still hear from God today. Isaac, amen, did not eschew to go down into Egypt as his father Abraham had did. Amen. The Bible says Abraham went down into Egypt, and he came back with herds and sheep and gold and silver and many servants. And God had so greatly blessed Abraham that the land was not big enough for he and his nephew Lot. So he said, you choose which way you want to go. And he said, whatever's left, I will go that way. Amen. Because it's not, amen, it's not the will of God, amen, for there to be contention between us, because we're brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. God was blessing, but there were still problems. Amen. But Isaac did not follow, amen, in the footsteps of Abraham. We don't have to do everything, amen, the same way that the former generation, amen, did things in order to have the blessings of God. Amen. We don't have to sing the same songs. Hello? We don't have to wear the same clothes. We don't have to have the same hairstyles, amen, that the former generation had, amen, to please God. But we've got to hear from God. We've got to hear, thus saith the Lord. Amen. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Isaac could have just decided, well, Abraham, when he faced this kind of situation, amen, he went to Egypt. Yeah. Amen. But God said, Isaac, yeah, I don't want you to go down into Egypt. Yeah. Oh. He said, I want you to stay right where you are. You know, sometimes it's harder to stay than it is to go. Amen. Hello? Yeah. Amen. But yeah, God said, amen, the Lord said, go not down into Egypt. Yes, amen. I don't want you, amen, to try to be Abraham. Amen. You need to hear from me for yourself. Amen. We can't live on the blessings of yesterday. We can't live live in the past. We can't live reminiscing, amen, of what used to be. I thank God for what used to be. I thank God for Pentecost past, but I thank God for Pentecost present and Pentecost future, because God, amen, is still speaking to those that dare to listen to his voice. Amen. We don't have to go down into Egypt to come back blessed. Amen. Abraham went into Egypt and he came back a blessed man. Amen. And we're going to make some of the same mistakes that past generations made. When Abraham went down into Egypt, he thought to himself, Sarah's a good looking woman. Amen. I'm afraid that some of the Egyptians, amen, are going to desire her and they're going to kill me to take my wife. And so he told Sarah, he said, since you're my half-sister, you're my near kinsman, when they ask you, you just tell them you're my sister. Amen. We'll just tell a little white lie. Amen. Don't tell them you're my wife, because I'm afraid that they'll kill me. Amen. And so they conspired together. And God wasn't pleased with what they did. And they brought shame and they brought judgment upon Egypt. And Egypt said, you have brought shame, and I might have touched your wife. Amen. Because I didn't know she was your wife. So I want you and all that you got to get out of here. Amen. Some things we don't learn from the past. Amen. And sometimes the only thing we learn from history, amen, is that history repeats itself. Hello? Don't you get too cocky and too arrogant. Amen. 21st century Pentecostal. Amen. We've got a lot of things that we are to be thankful for. Amen. God has blessed this church. We don't have to sit out pans. Amen. To catch the water when it rains. We don't have to go on the other side of town. Amen. To have church. But we too, we need to hear from God. We need to be in tune with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isaac heard from God, all right, but he still made the same mistake that his father made. He told the same lie. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that Isaac said to his wife, amen, to the men of that place, amen, and he said, she's my sister. For he feared to tell them that Rebekah was his wife. Because he said, they're liable to kill me because my wife is a good-looking woman. She's fair to look upon. Amen. He had not learned anything, amen, from the past. God forbid, apostolic Pentecostal of the 21st century, that we are to repeat the same mistakes that our forefathers made. Amen. That we would make living for God so hard. Amen. That we cannot even bear the burden ourselves. Living for God wasn't meant to be hard. Living for God was meant to be victorious. Living for God is meant to be the greatest thing in all the earth. It's not hard to live for God. It's easy if you live for God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. But let's not make the same mistakes, amen, of the past. Just because, amen, that we're the same kindred as Abraham. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Amen. Sometimes, amen, in the past we thought that the only way, amen, that we could have the blessings of God was preaching hard. Amen. How many have heard hard preaching? I heard some hard preaching when I was growing up. Amen. My mother's generation heard some even harder preaching. Amen. If it's the word of God, amen, preach it without apology. But if it isn't the word of God, amen, put it in the garbage can where it belongs. Amen. We don't need to make up the rules as we go. We just need to live according to the Spirit. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't need a rule book, amen, 100 pages deep to know how to live for God. Amen. If we can live in the Holy Ghost. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. It's not about rules and commandments. Amen. And legalism. Amen. It's about the Holy Ghost. Amen. And prayer and fasting and reading the Word of God. Amen. And speaking the truth in love. Hallelujah. I believe in truth. I'm a one God apostolic tongue talking preacher. Amen. But I don't want to kill anybody. Amen. Because the Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. You can kill people with the word of God. People have been driven away from Pentecostal altars, amen, because they did not have the gift of God, amen, to be able to speak with wisdom. Amen. God forbid that we should be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Amen. But I don't care how many gifts you've got. If you don't have love, you're a sounding brass and you're a tinkling cymbal. You can understand everything about God, be able to quote the scripture front, backwards, and sideways. But if you don't have the love of God, amen, the love of the Father is not in you. Oh, thank God for love. Hallelujah. We need, amen, faith for a new generation. We need to be the people that God has called us to be, a faith-building church that is believing God for great and mighty things to happen in the these last days. God, give us faith for a new generation. He said to Isaac, stay in this land. And he said, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless your seed after you. And I'm going to give you all these countries for inheritance if you will just obey my voice. And the Bible says that Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Now, where is Gerar? Gerar is not a well-watered place. In fact, doing some research, I found that the city of Gerar was located on the edge of the desert, Brother Grissom. A place where there was a scarcity of water. And there was a famine in the land. And God said, this is exactly where I want you to be. Amen. His ways are not like our ways. He said, my ways are above your ways as the heavens are above the earth. Amen. We can't outthink God. We cannot, amen, choose, amen, a better path than the one that God has already chosen for us to walk. You can't improve on the Word of God. You can't improve, amen, on the leading of the Spirit of God. God said, this is where I want you to dwell. And that was all there was to it. Isaac could have said, well, God, this is a desert place and we're in the midst of a famine. This is where you want me to be. Amen. I don't know why God dried up a brook. Amen. And why he caused the ravens to quit coming and feeding Elijah. But he said, Elijah, it's time to leave. Amen. When God, amen, says move, you better move. And when God says to stay, you better stay. Amen. There's a time, amen, and a place for everything. Amen. But we need to hear from God. Amen. Just because it worked the last time doesn't mean it's going to work this time. The first time God told Moses, he said, I want you to strike the rock. But the second time, he told him to speak to the rock. Amen. Just because he used to do it that way doesn't mean that that's the way God wants you to do it today. Hello? Amen. Moses lost his temper. Amen. Some people say it was righteous indignation. Whatever it was, amen, it kept him from going into the promised land. Amen. Because Moses smote the rock when God said to speak to it. Amen. When God says speak, you better speak. When God says sit down and shut up, sit down and shut up. Hello? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. It doesn't matter whether we understand it. It doesn't matter whether it makes sense. In fact, there's a lot of times, amen, that God will not make sense. Amen. How many have ever found yourself wondering what in the world good is going to come out of this? Amen. The Jews couldn't figure it out. They said, what? Good comes out of Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I wish we were there to answer the question. Hallelujah. Because something came out of Nazareth. Amen. That changed the world. Can any good come out of Athens? I want you to know, amen, that God can raise up a great church in Athens, Texas. Amen. That can lead the way to a great and mighty apostolic revival. Because God is looking for a new generation that will incline its ears toward heaven. Oh God, give us your word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We need to hear from heaven today. We need men and women, amen, that will dare to get into a prayer room and pray until they touch God. Amen. How long until you hear from heaven? We need to get an answer from God. Hallelujah. We need direction in this new generation. Amen. God said, don't go down there. Amen. Well, it was good enough for Abraham. My father went down there, Lord. And he came back a rich man. He came back blessed. In spite of his faults. In spite of his sin. He came back blessed of God. God told Abraham, wherever the sole of your feet touches, I'm going to give this land to your seed. Amen. And all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. Amen. Because, amen, you obeyed my voice. It wasn't where he was that caused him to be blessed. It was because Abraham obeyed the voice of God. Amen. You can move, amen, 5,000 miles away from where you are right now. And you won't be any better off than you are right now unless you've heard from God. Hello? But when you've heard from God. Well, I said when you've heard from God. Amen. When you know that you're in the divine will of God. Amen. When God has spoken. Amen. All you have to do is wait on the Lord. Because God will bring to pass. Amen. His will and his purpose and his blessings. Amen. But we've got to hear from God. Oh God, give me faith. God, let me hear a word today. Amen. That we can be a part. Amen. Of this great end time apostolic revival. The Bible says that Isaac dwelt in Gerar. He remained there in a desert. He remained there in a place where there was not much water. And you know what God did? Oh, this is wonderful. Remember, there was a famine in the land. The Bible says at the end of that year, in a year of drought, in a year where people were losing their farms, amen, when the banks were foreclosing, amen, on their houses, amen, where industries were shutting down. Amen. Because it was hard times. Hallelujah. God said, my church isn't in kind of a downturn. My church, amen, doesn't have to hang its head, amen, and wonder where I'm at. Because I'm going to bless my church. They may be having problems in Egypt, but in the land of Goshen, there's blessing and power and mercy and grace. Because, amen, somebody heard from God. The Bible says the musicians can come, amen, and we want to try to, amen, redeem the time this morning. But the Bible says at the end of that year, amen, that Isaac had 100 times, not 4 times, not 8 times, not 16 times, not 32 times, not 64 times, but the Bible says he had 100 times more grain than what he planted. You think it was because of where he chose to dwell? Or you think it was because he obeyed God? Hallelujah. Amen. You think that that was a more fertile place than any other place? Amen. The Bible says it was in the desert, where there was not much water. Amen. But because Isaac obeyed God in the famine, at the end of the year, he had 100 times more grain than what he had planted. I want you to know that the God that I serve reaps, amen, where he hasn't sown. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, amen, gives blessings that we don't even deserve. Hallelujah. Amen. He gives us flocks and herds and vineyards and orchards and houses and lands that we didn't plant, that we didn't build, that we didn't inherit. Amen. Just because. Amen. God, amen, wants to bless His church. And God wants to bestow His strength upon the church of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. But we've got to be attentive to the voice of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that He had flocks of sheep and goats, and herds of cattle and many servants. And God blessed Him so much, I'm not going to be able to finish this morning. Amen. But I'll tell you this. Isaac was so blessed that the Philistines, in whose land he dwelt, got jealous because of how much God had blessed Isaac. Oh, hallelujah. And they wanted to drive him out of the land. Hallelujah. How many of you want revival? How many of you want the blessings of God? You know what, amen, happened because of a result of the blessings that God gave Isaac? He became despised. They hated him. They were jealous of him because of the blessings of Almighty God. Oh, I want you to know, when God begins to bless, when God begins to pour out His Spirit, amen, when miracles begin to happen, amen, that the devil is going to rise up and he's going to bring those against the church that are going to try, amen, to confuse you, are going to try to discourage you, are going to try to stop you in your tracks, amen. But you just need to wait on God. You need, amen, to learn patience and restraint and let God be God. Amen. His servants went and they dug a well. They dug the wells that his father Abraham had dug. There's some wells that we need to redig. There's some things that our forefathers did that we need to do today. Amen. We can't have revival without prayer and fasting. Hello? Amen. Amen. We need to redig some wells. We need to rebuild some altars that have fallen down.
All right.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says that Isaac's servants redug the wells that his father Abraham had dug, and they found water for their flocks and their herd and their sheep. But the Philistines said, "You can't have that water." Amen. You know what he did? He just removed to another place. Hallelujah. Amen. He showed patience and restraint. Amen. Why? Because he knew that the blessing of God, amen, was upon his life. Amen. And they called that place argument. You cannot argue your way, amen, to victory. Don't try to argue the word of God. Amen. Amen. You will not succeed, amen, if you want to argue about the Word of God. But if somebody's hungry, amen, God will open their eyes and open their understanding so that they can trust and believe in the God that's able to save them. Amen. He said that's argument, and we're going to leave argument alone. Amen. We're going to walk away from argument. The Bible says don't cast your pearls before swine. Amen. Unless they turn and trample you. Hello? Amen. There are times that Jesus shook the dust of his feet off against a city because they were not worthy of the message of the gospel. Amen. Everybody's not going to receive it, but somebody is waiting out there. Somebody wants to hear. Somebody wants to receive the truth. Don't waste your time, amen, at argument. He removed and they dug another well. And again, they hit water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this time, amen, again, the enemy came. And the enemy said, that water didn't belong to you. Amen, you got to remove from here. And so Isaac called that place amen, opposition. Oh, you're going to have opposition. Amen. But we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Amen. But we're fighting against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not fighting flesh. We're fighting a spiritual battle.
Yes.
Amen. This isn't about, amen, fighting among ourselves. God forbid. Amen. And so we removed from opposition. He said, we can't stay here. We cannot fight. Amen. Opposition. Amen. We're going to let God fight our battle. Amen. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. If you'll let God fight your battles, God, amen, will do a better job than you could ever do.
All right.
So they removed again. They dug another well. And again, they struck water. I want you to know, amen, if you're in the will of God, you're going to find water.
Oh.
You're going to find great success. Hallelujah. And this time, amen, the Bible says they did not contend with them over that well. Amen. And so, amen. And so Isaac named that well Room Enough. I want you to know there's room enough, amen, for people today, amen, to hear from God. There's room enough for this generation to experience the blessings of God. And God will bless this generation like He did Abraham, like He did Isaac and Jacob. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. If God did it one time, He's able to do it again. There's faith today for this generation. Amen. There's hope today for this generation. Amen. We don't have to hang our heads in defeat, but we can have victory today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Hallelujah.
God rides on the water. He rides on the flood.